2021, come to order. We go open with a prayer and a pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here. God, we pray, Lord, for your great wisdom and discernment, Lord, as we lead and take care of school business for the month. We pray, God, all the challenges that we've just talked about for the last hour, God, we know that, Father, you help us to take care of those things. And you know that, Lord, the desires of our hearts. So, Father, give us the, Lord, the resources that we need and the opportunities, Father, help us to be busy about getting those things taken care of that needs to be done. Father, help us each and every month as we take on those new challenges. Lord, we pray for healing continually in our community from COVID. And thank you, God, for the decline, Lord, here. God, we just pray you bless us, help us, Lord, to have respect for one another as we go through tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item was public comment. We didn't have any. Moving right along to item number 3, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
All right. I know we want to try to go to a ball game, so I'll make it quick. Some of this we talked about during our workshop. We have two legislative appropriation requests. Those were not due until November, but I was told through Patrick Bell, our lobbyist, that, hey, they're meeting now. Their committees, it's an early session start in January. So I had those in 3.5 weeks ago. So that first week they met, we got them in. So but I will add the one that y'all talked about tonight. I'll have that in tomorrow. Adult education is now housed at the district office. The county now has the lease on the building over there starting this month. Really want to thank Donnie Redd and the Liberty Wilderness Boys for helping us in the move. That was a real blessing. Those guys work good and do a good job in strengthening numbers. I also want to thank Kevin and his maintenance staff and our custodial staff who also helped with the move. Update on the new market tax credit, talked about that already. We do have a CDE on board. Eric and I have talked actually 3 times today. He continues to be optimistic there will be others. And he said it's a project that certain projects on these CDEs, they have to have a really rural, economically disadvantaged thing. And he said that is the key here. And he's just still adamant that we will get funded. But hopefully, even with this one, we should know about 800 grand. So that's a blessing. One of the things I put as part of number 3, I've added as an emergency item, I sent y'all that email out this afternoon, is to give me the authority. I want to ask y'all to do that, so, and I know last time y'all said, well, that kind of goes without saying, but I want y'all to know what I'm doing. But if any kind of money, obviously, we're going to have to put some money up front for some of this stuff, then obviously that would come before you. But this, what this allows, a lot of this stuff Jackson and I talked about today, it is very hard to understand sometimes, and so there'll be some updates. If you'll look at your the Cityscape Capital Group, there's some notes that has been. This was what they sent us, but then you'll see some blue ink in there. That's one of the lawyers that Eric works with. So this is not the final document, but they're gonna tweak this one, and then they want us to say Friday. Okay, so we want to engage with y'all. It doesn't financially commit us at this point, but it lets them know we're interested in working with y'all. And if y'all give me that opportunity tonight, I can go ahead and do that without us having to call a meeting every time that we need to do that. But again, anything obviously of any financial value, which is forthcoming, then I need the board to approve any of those expenditures. Number 4, this is kind of old news, but right after our last meeting in September, the new Surgeon General in the Florida Department of Health had new guidelines on asymptomatic contact tracing. That has totally changed school districts throughout Florida. I keep calling it a game changer because it's a game changer. I talked with Opelousas superintendent. His daughter plays with Evie on the Gulf Coast, and he said they've had over 9,000 quarantines. It's Opelousas County, bigger school district, but for us, last week we had no quarantines. And so what it does, if a kid has been exposed to a COVID case, which is very few to none now at our schools, then if they're asymptomatic, the parent makes the decision, and that's the new guidance. So right now we have no quarantines. And the quarantines is where we were hurting in the classroom, kids are fine, they're healthy. Our statistics show they typically don't get COVID, even just from being exposed to it at school. So I'll continue to send those Friday COVID updates on Parent Square and Facebook. And when we, if we, I'm hoping we'll get to some bunch of zeros and we'll stop that. But until we do, that lets parents know that what's going on in the school. We're going to close for the buy right property. Much of this stuff we already discussed. We're going to close on that. Doobie and I will be there for that closing. And that'll be this this Wednesday, the 13th. We'll do that over at, what's it called?
Calhoun Liberty Abstract.
Homecoming's this week at Liberty County. It's not just, you know, just the high school. I know the other schools are kind of doing some dress-up days and stuff like that. And it's, school spirit's really good right now. And winning games sure helps, you know. We are winning a bunch of games. And I'm so proud of our athletic programs, our band, a lot of our extracurriculars. They're just doing good. And we, you know, we needed that success. And I tell you, it makes people proud of their school. It makes people want to get involved. And so just as a reminder, our parade, same lineup spot, I think behind here is what I read.
That's right.
Mr. Eric, behind the old high school here, now district office, they'll line up there, parade's at 1, and then the football game will be at 7:30. I think it was the day after we had our board meeting, we had a PAC meeting here. We had about 12 superintendents who met here, had a great time. I think Jody came and met some of them. So just thank y'all for allowing us to host that here, and we had just a really good meeting. There's been a question. I know James and I've talked to some of you. I've talked with all of y'all probably at one time or another. We had a request in to move the school zone signs. Benny Jacobs helped me get lined up with the person at DOT. And thought that was going to get done this summer. It did not get done. They called me right before school started and says, okay, so we're ready to move your lights. It's the ones on Highway 20, right? And I said, no. They were thinking it was because the high school had moved, that to get rid of these on Highway 20. Said, no. We still have a school here. We have an old ed. We have an alternative school. We need the one down on 12. So I've got to call into them. Hopefully they'll get back with us soon about moving, you know, because right now it's set up for the old Bristol Elementary School. We need the north one back towards about the auto parts place down there. And that relocation needs to happen. I talked with a guy named Chris Johnson. He's a school board member in Jackson County, but he's also a CPA accountant with Grimsley & Associates. They're the ones that did the internal audit that's on our board agenda. They're willing to do some free training for our school leadership teams now. We've got new leaders at some of our schools to aid in an internal account bookkeeping. That's always a little bit of an issue on some of these internal accounts. They're not major issues, but we can tighten those up. They'll provide that training for free. He asked that we can let him get through October 15th because that's a big tax deadline for their company. But I want to thank Jody. Jody contacted me. She's very good friends with Chris. And he said, I'll come in and do it. And so I want to thank Jody for lining that up for us. And he was more than willing to come help. I want to thank Chuck Roberts and Culpepper Construction. They did the retention pond, the new retention pond, the new pond down at Toller, which is quite large now, has a fence around it. So that was another safety issue that needed doing. So I want to thank them for doing that. This past Friday, just to wrap up, I had a great day at Toller. One of our promotions during Teacher Appreciation Week was that we drawed for two teachers. Jeff would sub for a day, and I would sub for a day. And so Christy, she cashed her in. Her husband was being deployed, I believe she told me. So I went and subbed for her down at Toller. Great, great day. Enjoyed being with them all day, and it was just really good. So anytime that you have any time that you got a morning, if you want to help out with bus duty, that's a good time to kind of see some of the inner workings. I know Mr. Rob would love you to come be with them in the morning. Some of y'all do that already, or in pickup. It's an hour here or there would be a great blessing. Not that you don't do it, because I know you do, but it's a good time, good thing, and especially in the classroom. I mentioned number 12. We got the file share for the $150,000 just today. So that'll be reimbursing some money we've already spent, and we're thankful for that. Lastly, just I appreciate y'all. I thank you for teamwork. I thank you for the communication. If there's anything, you know, that I need to improve on as far as getting information to y'all, please let me know. I want to be coachable and workable. But I appreciate y'all because y'all just do a great job. When y'all have an issue, you let me know, and we try to get on it. So thank y'all. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item number four, additions, corrections to the agenda. Item A, need a motion to add additions or corrections to consent items 7B and D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to add emergency items 9A, B, C, and D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item five, need a motion to approve agenda for October 11th, 2021, with emergency items. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item six, need a motion to approve September 9th, 2021 public budget hearing and regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve September 24th, 2021 special meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item seven, consent items. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for September 2021. Financial statements for September 2021. We did not have any budget amendments and bills and payroll for September 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve October 11th, 2021 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers for October 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve updated sublist for October 2021 with additions and corrections.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve updated supplement list for October 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F, need a motion to approve 5-year work plan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G, need a motion to approve 2021 Liberty District School Board internal accounts audit report. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item 8, need a motion to approve revised job description for supervisor of food service.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I, need a motion to approve revision, correction to salary schedule for job title. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item J, need a motion to approve revision, correction to other compensation supplement list job title. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item K, need a motion to approve 21st century project update salary schedule. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item L, need a motion to approve Florida Safe School District Best Practices Assessment 2021-22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item eight. Need a motion to approve to set the bid for purchase of school board realty property subject to written agreement establishing additional material terms of purchase. Have a motion?
Motion.
Makes Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion?
Can we use a good pen?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve CRRSA ESSER II Technology Assisted Grant. Grant period from 8/12/21 through 9/30/23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve Title II Part Grant for 21-22 school year, project number 2242B. Project dates are 7/1 to 21st, 6/30 to 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve CRRSA ESSER II Academic Acceleration Grant. Grant period from 8/12/21 through the 9/30/23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve Title I Part A grant, number 2122B for the 21-22 school year. Budget period 7/1/2021 through 6/30/2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve Title I, Part D, Subpart II, Local Educational Agency Delinquency Program Grant for 21-22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G. Need a motion to approve Perkins 5 Secondary CTE Program for 2021-22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H. Need a motion to approve school improvement plan for Hossard Elementary and Junior High School, Liberty County High School, and W.R. Toller K-8 School for 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I. Need a motion to approve the CRRSA ESSER II Lump Sum Grant number 1241E-1CRO1 for the budget period of 7/1/2021 through the 9/30/2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approved, aye. Second, J. Need a motion to approve the Perkins 5 Rural Innovation Grant, number 1612B-2CRO1 for 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Move along, emergency item. Item A. Need a motion to approve 2021-22 dual enrollment or circulation agreement between Liberty County Schools and Tallahassee Community College. The term of this agreement shall commence upon signing and shall end July 31st, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B, need a motion to approve transportation of Liberty County High School students on an out-of-state trip to Moultrie, Georgia to attend the Ag Expo Wednesday, October the 20th, 2021, depart early in the AM and return same evening. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flower, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
What are they gonna take? It's not gonna be an issue, is it, Kevin? Are they gonna take a van or?
They're gonna have to take a bus, but, I mean, they're gonna have to probably take over to the wing. That's flat, and they're gonna have to fly off the shoulders. That's my question.
Who's driving?
I don't know. Mr. T, I'll make you drive, of course.
Y'all can work it out, man.
I don't think it's got that air. I don't know.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve transportation of Liberty County High School FFA students on an out-of-state trip to compete in the National FFA Poultry Judging Competition to be held in Indianapolis, Indiana, from October 25th through the 29th. This opportunity will earn by placing first in the state of Florida competition. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion Morse, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion?
How many kids do we have going on our trip?
Four, ain't it?
Driving.
Take the district van.
Stabmire?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve authorization of Superintendent Kyle Petty to negotiate with CDE's community development entities in conjunction with Davis Business Adversary Services in pursuit of new market tax credit funds. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to board member items, Mr. Flower.
I'm gonna have, it's gonna be easy tonight.
You say that every week.
Circle back in a minute. I'm good, I'm really good. Everything's going smooth, I mean, good. I appreciate the job everybody's doing, so just keep it up.
All right, I think you're gonna let Ms. Jody talk now, Ms. Jody.
Congratulations to all our sports teams. I'm so proud of everybody. This is the coaches, it's the girls, everybody's just doing a great job. That's all I got.
What?
I'll tag along with her. Appreciate the good job everybody's doing. Mr. Singletary?
Yep, as well. Everybody's doing a good job, working hard. Keep it up.
Okie doke. Mr. Boo?
Just want to remind everybody it's homecoming this week. School spirit's gonna have to be good. We've got a pretty good football team coming in here for homecoming, and you know, 4A school. Also, for anybody else that doesn't know, the game will be aired live on WYBT, 98.1. So if you can't make the game, you can listen to it on the radio, or you can stream it. What's that app you had on your phone?
Oh, TuneIn app.
TuneIn. Yeah, you can listen to it right there. If you can't make it, you can cheer it on and all that. And like everybody else was saying, our volleyball's doing great, our football's doing great, band's doing. And I hope these kids that are going up with FFA, that place first in the state, need to get behind them. That's national recognition when these kids get up there. And I can't tell you one chicken from their next, especially when they're rice, but
I can when it's fried.
I mean, they can tell you anything you need to know, not only about chickens, but about the cows and all, and our FFA program is doing good, ROTC. Hopefully we can get that ROTC building fixed. That's something we've been working on a few years, so you know, hang in there. We're gonna make some things move. We just gotta get things in place. So that's all I got.
Closing comments.
Hey, one thing.
See, I told you.
I know.
I told y'all I was circling back. But at the ball game, is it this week or next week that they recognizing the
next week?
That's that 22nd.
The 22nd.
And I should have hit on that.
Well, just go ahead. Just circle back.
Tell them about the furlough.
So the quarterback club has a football alumni dinner every year, the last home game, except last year. Is that correct?
Yes.
So this year, we're recognizing a team from 69, 70, and 71 when they were so good under Mr. Johnson and Mr. Watson, Robert Hill, and Mr. Meyer Schuler. So we're going to have a football alumni dinner before the game, and then we're going to recognize those guys at halftime. So it's a pretty good deal. And we're going to have Perla cooked by Mr. Hayes.
And I want to, I know I'm not a board member, but I want to thank Jason. He brought some yearbooks up here. He and I went through some, and he made the list and personally called them. Now, some of them's deceased, but he's also reached out to their family members, you know, for right. those that are deceased, that they can stand in with their loved ones. So I appreciate Jason. That's a time-consuming thing to make those calls and to try to hey, and here's the thing, the big challenge is how to find some of these people. Yeah. Where are they at now?
I would say I've contacted 95%. So
yeah.
I still haven't been able to contact a few, but I'm satisfied with what we have. So and their response, too. I think we'll have a big turnout. So.
Good, too.
Good deal.
And this is going to be an annual thing.
I think
through the quarterback.
I think that's a good thing because we're getting to recognize different years.
They're going to recognize somebody every year, whether it's an individual coach or an individual player or a team or a cheerleading squad or a band that went to state, or they'll pick who they want to recognize, and it'll be an annual yearly tradition. So
probably the 91 teams right around the corner.
The 91 team.
The 91 team.
That's 20 years after 71. So we're gonna be a while.
Any more?
71.
I think 5 years away, man.
Go ahead.
Need a motion, John.
Motion.
Second flower. Single carry flower. Oh, yeah, by far.